Sports fans in Nashville have been witnessing sports history this winter. The first female head coach of a men's pro basketball team has been running the show for the Nashville Rhythm. The team's part of the American Basketball Association. Ashley McElhaney is 23 years old and 5'6". That's about a foot shorter than some of the players she directs, but she's having a good first season. The team has won 18 games and lost just 7. Joe Biddle is a sports columnist with the Nashville Tennessean, and he joins us from his home. Welcome.
Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Can you tell me, how did McElhaney land this job?
Well, it was kind of a surprise to everyone. First of all, we didn't know that we were going to have an ABA franchise this year. That kind of came out of the blue. It was fronted by one of three co-owners, and that would be Sally Anthony, who portrayed herself as a pop/rock and roll star. Sally Anthony was the one that found Ashley McElhaney and hired her. It was bewildering because Ashley had zero experience as a coach, had been working for a catering firm here in Nashville and at a tanning bed salon. So I really didn't have any background in coaching, although she started 4 years and was a all-SEC type player for Vanderbilt when she was in college.
But I guess despite this winning record so far this season, all hasn't been completely well. Last week, McElhaney got into a tough with one of the owners there and was essentially fired. What happened?
50 minutes before the game, Ashley McElhaney received a cell phone call. Sally Anthony informed Ashley McElhaney not to play Matt Frege, and Ashley was stunned. I mean, it was a most bizarre request she'd ever heard, I guess. Well, Ashley McElhaney played Matt Frege, started him. They were 18 points down and at one point, and they came back and won the game by 1 point. Matt Frege played the rest of the way. Just as the third quarter started, Sally Anthony comes down onto the court, gets into a profanity-laced tirade directed at Ashley McElhaney, and Ashley just stood there, to her credit, and took it, didn't say a word. Security had to come out and restrain Sally Anthony and lead her off of the court.
Now, you want
me to continue? This is a cross between Days of Our Lives and Jerry Springer's show right now.
So the bottom line is Ashley McElhaney was fired, but then kept on.
She's been reinstated. They play tonight in Gleason, Tennessee. That's her hometown, a small town in West Tennessee. The owner, Sally Anthony, issued an apology yesterday through an email, and she still stands by her decision to fire Ashley McElhaney and still gave no reason why Matt Frege should not have played that night.
All right. Joe Biddle is a sports columnist with the Nashville Tennessean. Thank you very much.
Thank you.